The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two sons did the father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of the righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe in him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Well, you all look very comfortable. And would anybody like to be up here where I am? A homeless man was sitting on the side of the street begging, and a businessman, very smartly dressed in a very smart suit, came along, and he dropped a $50 note in his cup. And as he did so, he said to the homeless man, "Go and have a nice meal and a couple of glasses of wine and treat yourself." So the homeless man got up and he went into Tony's restaurant. And the businessman happened to go into the same restaurant. And the homeless man had a very nice meal, and he had a few glasses of wine, and he gave Luigi, the waiter, a very nice tip. Meanwhile, the businessman with his friends was looking at him and looking at the beggar with a very kind of smug look on his face, and his friends kept saying to him, "Why do you keep looking at him?" and so on. And eventually he said, "Well, I'm looking at him because he obviously has had the meal of his life," he said, "and I gave him a $50 bill before I came in here. He's had the meal of his life, and Tony is very happy because he's had another customer in his restaurant, and Luigi is very happy because he got a nice tip. And I'm very, very happy," he says, "because the $50 bill I put in his cup is a counterfeit." And I tell you that little story because it fits in very nicely with the gospel this evening. And we've got to look at ourselves from that point of view. What happened in the gospel with the two sons is happening right now to this very day. Happens all the time. I heard recently about a priest in a certain diocese, and he, one Sunday at Mass, he invited everybody at Mass to come to communion because he said everybody needs healing. And the following week, he got a very nasty letter from the bishop condemning him for what he had done. And in the same diocese, there are many priests who at times can be very angry, very judgmental and very rude to people, but they never get a letter from the bishop because they believe the right things. They believe the right things. And that's what the gospel is about this evening. Not just believing the right things. I don't know if I've ever heard, and I'm sure you haven't, of anybody being burdened that at the stake because they didn't take care of the poor. I never heard of anybody being punished because they didn't look after widows and orphans. But it's not just about believing. Very often, church people believe the right things, but there's much more to it than believing the right things. Many of us tend to be happy with our own group, with the same people that we like to be with. And so believing the right things, and so we have people believing different things. So we have Catholics, we have Protestants, we have Episcopalians, we have Jews, we have Mennonites, and all the different religions. And what does it all ultimately lead to? Religious wars. Religious wars. And most of us here, we like being with our own group, with our own class. We rarely get out of our comfort zone. We have our own little comfort zone. We can be very happy there. And I've got to look at myself too, and am I like that? Because when I'm talking to you, I'm also talking to myself. And in the gospel today, Jesus is talking to the religious people. He's talking to us, people who, most of us, attend Mass every Sunday and seem to do all and seem to believe all the right things. But when Jesus looked at those people, he said to them, and I'm sure you wouldn't like me to say to you, you know, the whores and the crooks out there are getting into heaven before you. Some of them are nearer to God than some of us here. It's like a little nun in Northern Ireland in Belfast, and she had a class of little girls that she was teaching. And one day she said to her class, she began going around the class and asking them what they were going to be or what they would like to be when they got older and left school. And so one little girl said she wanted to be a nurse, and sister said that's very, very good. And another little girl said she wanted to be a teacher, and sister was very pleased with that. And another little girl said she wanted to be a nun. And this went on, and then she said, and Susie, what do you want to be? And little Susie, in a Northern Ireland accent, said, "Och, sister, I want to be a prostitute." And sister said, "Pardon, what did you say, Susie?" "Sister, I want to be a prostitute." "Thank God for that," said sister. "I thought you said you wanted to be a Protestant." You see where she was coming from. And that's where sometimes we are. Believing the right things is more important than doing the right things. I don't think for one moment that God gives a damn about what religion you are, as long as you go out there and you love. Have you ever noticed? And it's only lately that I noticed. In a few moments, we'll all stand and we'll and we'll recite the Apostles' Creed. And have you ever noticed there's no mention in the creed of the word love? There's no mention of love. It's all about believing in ideas. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. It's all about believing in ideas. But there's no mention of, I believe in God's love. I believe in God's love. I believe that God loves me absolutely. And if I believe in that, that's the important thing, then I've got to transfer that love. I got to not keep that love, but go out and tell other people I love them by the way I behave and the way I act. And when you look at the world in which we live today, and you can be belonging to and comfortable in your own group and so on. And when you look at the world we live in today, with all the racism and the hostility and war and killings that go on, unless we are people of love, all we believe in doesn't matter anything. I just want to divert for one moment, and I'm sure some of you have seen it. The gospel today is saying words are useless unless they're put into action. And I was very touched, and I hope you've seen it, by the lady mayor of San Juan in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. She was interviewed the other night, and she's a wonderful woman. I have great admiration for her. And she was tearful as she spoke about what the people in Puerto Rico are suffering. And all this week, we have been told how wonderful the government is looking after those people, like people were never looked after before. They have, and it's all words, words, words. And she said, but it's not being transferred into action. People here are dying. They're dying. They have no food. They have no water. They're drinking water from pools that are polluted. They're so thirsty. And yet we are being told there's wonderful things happening in Puerto Rico. We are really, really doing a superb job there. Words, words, words are useless. Words don't achieve anything. So where are you? Are you the first son or are you the second son? The first son didn't really believe, but he went out and he did something. He did it. The second son said, oh yes, trust me, I'll do it. And that was it. And that was it. So if this week you remain in your comfort zone, and I remain in my comfort zone, and I've got to be honest when I'm up here, and I'm like anybody else out there, if I tend to be racist or judgmental or homophobic or anything like that, and have I ever been, have you ever been like that? And I have to say, yes, I have. In many ways. And if I'm not going to be honest here, then I've no business here. None whatsoever. And so I've got to look at myself. And I've got to get out of my comfort zone and be with people out there who are suffering. And sometimes all it needs is just to treat them as human beings. Sometimes the easiest thing to do is to pass by somebody who is lying there on the street or is poor or homeless or begging and just drop a couple of dollars in their tin or box and keep going. Much more important, stop, look at them in the eye, talk to them. They are human beings, for God's sake. They have the same feelings as you and I have. Don't just pass by. I bet you any money, and I've done it, we pass by in the car, we see somebody lying on the street, and we think, oh, poor person. Isn't that sad? And then we go on to whatever restaurant we're going to have a nice meal. And we think, oh, isn't that sad to see that person there? And we can come to church and we can pray for the homeless. But prayer is no good unless it's put into action. So it's not just about believing in a few things, it's about action. That's what Jesus is talking about in the gospel today. Now, how do you feel? How do you feel about what you've just listened to in the gospel? How do you feel? Only you can answer that. I feel uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. I do. How do you feel? So let's stand.